More now on the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. In California this past weekend, Democrats took part in caucuses to choose who gets to go to the Democratic convention this summer in Boston. Supporters of each of the presidential candidates selected delegates to represent them. How many go from each campaign depends on the outcome of the state's primary next month. Reporter Alex Cohen went to a John Kerry caucus in the Los Angeles area.
It's shortly before 2 p.m., and Artie Kasakian is picking up some pastries at an Armenian bakery. Kasakian was selected to chair a John Kerry caucus in the city of Glendale, and like any good host, he wants to please his guests.
This is our sort of incentive to get people to stay, because the caucuses this year, they don't have to stick around to hear the speeches of the delegates. This is like our incentive. Come for the delegates, stay for the baklava.
And the strategy works, more or less. 43 people, including the mayor of Glendale, come to cast their votes at St. Mary's Armenian Church. Nearly half of them stick around for most of the afternoon. Most of the people who've come to vote are staunch Kerry supporters, but not Karen May. May says ideally her first choice would be Dennis Kucinich or Howard Dean, but she's casting her vote at a Kerry caucus because she thinks, as of now, he's the only candidate that can beat George W. Bush. Many Californians don't even know that a caucus is being held today. In fact, of the 13 potential delegates on the ballot, only 6 show up. But Karen May says she wouldn't miss this opportunity for the world.
I mean, I think the caucuses are the purest expression of democracy. And, you know, if you care about your opinion being voiced, today's the day to do it.
At 3:15 p.m., Chairman Artie Kasakian begins the caucus by using the side of his clipboard as a makeshift gavel.
All right, we're going to now officially call this to order.
Kasakian reads from a script provided by the Democratic Party explaining the rules of who can vote and how. Here in the 29th Congressional District, he says each person can vote for 5 people. 3 male delegates, 2 female delegates, and 1 female alternate will be chosen. Also, according to the rules, the women give their 60-second speeches before the men. First up is Laura Grizzolano, who talks about the work she's done on various Democratic campaigns until she's told she only has a few seconds left.
As you know, it wasn't until recently that there was a surge of support. Oh my goodness, 15 seconds left. I'm a mom with 2 kids, an attorney, but it's really because of my kids that I think we absolutely, you know, as you say, have got to get rid of George Bush. He's destroying our country. Wow, and a minute is very short.
Thank you.
After the speeches end, voters make their choice on a Xeroxed ballot and stuff them into a white cardboard box. Kasakian then carefully adds the votes up twice to make sure the count is correct.
One for Nina, Blaine, James, and Benjamin.
Within minutes, Kasakian is able to determine the 3 male winners, but finding the top female vote-getters is a bit tricky. Laura Grizzolano and the only other female candidate present get the lion's share of the votes, but then there's a tie between 2 other candidates for 3rd place. Unsure of what to do, Kasakian calls Kerry headquarters on his cell phone.
And this is the situation here. What we have is basically a tie. We were allotted 3 male delegates, 2 female, and 1 alternate.
Kasakian is told that the fate of the final slot must be decided by, of all things, a coin toss.
Now, I'm just going to make it Alexandra heads, Lisa tails.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to let it drop. I'm not even going to do the whole catch fancy flip thing on it. All right, Alexandra.
And so it's decided. Heads, which means a woman named Alexandra Katsas gets the final slot. Some of the candidates and a few voters seem troubled by the fact that the final choice for a delegate came down to the flip of a coin. But as one voter said, as they learned in the last presidential election, sometimes democracy works in mysterious ways. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.